Now, former promoter of Peterborough Panthers is calling for the team to be saved. Last week, bosses at Peterborough's Speedway team warned that this season could be the club's last. A planning application for more than 1,000 houses and a leisure complex has been submitted for the showground in Old Walton, where Panthers have always raced. Here's former rider Ulrik Ostergaard.
I've heard it a few times, obviously in the past as well. There's been a few new promoters and other bits and pieces going around, and every time you hear it, you always think, oh, it's a sad thing, but obviously it does seem like it actually really is the last season this, so I feel very sad about it, and hopefully something else can be done.
And with the news coming out of Wolverhampton of a very similar situation, there's also now concerns really for the future of top level British Speedway.
Yeah, of course, every time there's a club that's going to shut down, it's not going to be any easier for the rest, so I fear sometimes for British Speedway, but I've done that before and they seem to pull through anyway, so I cross my fingers, hopefully there's money people out there that could do something towards it.
Ulrik Ostergaard speaking to Ben Stevenson on Monday night's Speedway show. Now, Mick Brackley was at the helm of Peterborough Panthers back in the noughties. Hi, Mick.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. What did you think when you heard this news? I mean, potentially the last season for Peterborough Panthers.
I think it's been coming for quite a while. AEPG, who are the current operators at the showground, have kind of been running into this mantra whereby everything's a done deal. And unfortunately, a lot of people, supporters and residents, because I am a resident of Orton Northgate, we seem to be sleepwalking into this happening when in reality, a planning application only went in last week.
Right, so you feel that people have given up the fight too early?
Well, I think they believe that it's already a done deal, and it certainly isn't. Although, you know, I have written to many councillors. Some spectacularly missed the point. Others were kind of like not making much of a fuss. It's a shame and all that. Some didn't even reply. The only one who seems to be interested is our local councillor, Julie Stevenson, who is a big fan of Speedway and has talked to many residents about the club. Nobody really wants the city to lose its team. I mean, it's a 53-year heritage, and at the moment, I don't believe the Speedway Club has got anywhere to go. One of the things I don't understand is why, in this development, the Speedway Club could not be included within the development. You know, it would be such a shame to lose such what is known as one of the top 10 tracks in the world.
So what, build the houses but keep the track there?
Well, as a resident, I don't really want as many houses built. I mean, 1,600 houses, what's 3,200 cars going down Joseph Odom Way. I mean, we've seen what it's like when there's just an event on at the arena. It's gridlock around here. Potentially we're talking 6,000 people. Well, 2,500 kids. Where they're going to go to school? You know, what doctors are going to fit them in? What dentists are going to fit them in? It just seems a little bit ill thought out at the moment. And anything we sort of hear from the people who are the current operators is a bit vague. I don't think the local residents really understand what's going on. And I do believe many of the residents think, you know, it's a done deal.
Try and explain, Mick, what Speedway means for you and what it would mean to lose your local club.
Well, for me, I've been going since the second year that the club was in operation. It's been
Over 50 years you've been going to watch them.
Yeah, thanks for telling everybody around that.
Sorry.
And there's whole families, and it's just, you know, the team has had relative success. It's had bad years as well, but it's just such a great sport, and it seems such a shame that, you know, we're not going to have this anymore in Peterborough. I mean, what interests me quite a lot about the planning application that AEPG have submitted, although we haven't seen it yet because it's not actually on the council website, is the plan, according to the Peterborough local plan, which covers Peterborough from 2016 to 2036. Within that is a local plan policy called LP30, and that discusses existing culture, leisure and tourism. And it states the loss via redevelopment of an existing culture, leisure, tourism or community facility will only be permitted if it is demonstrated that the facility is no longer fit for purpose, well, it is. The service provided by the facility is met by an alternative provision, well, the nearest alternative provision is King's Lynn or Leicester, which isn't really viable. And the proposal includes the provision of a new facility. So that's what the Peterborough local plan states. So I'm hoping that when we do see the plans from AEPG on the development of the showground, that there is a proposal in there that includes the provision of a new facility.
You've certainly been doing your reading, Mick. I commend you for that, because these documents, they can be pretty dry, can't they? I mean, one thing that would help, I guess, is if someone with loads of money swooped in and said, let's build a new track. Can you see that happening?
Yeah, well, it's possible, but I don't understand why, you know, the speedway track can be incorporated within this so-called leisure village. I mean, the leisure village, what they're saying, is going to be conferencing, accommodation and a health and wellness centre. Well, that doesn't seem like much leisure to me. Health and wellness centre. How many health and wellness centres do you think there are within 1.5 miles of the showground? Have a guess.
Three?
Nine.
And
there's right. five within a 15-minute drive. So why do we need that? why don't we redevelop the centre of the speedway track, put a 4G pitch in it that can be used all round for football, walking football, American football, rugby, hockey, events like that. You know, why don't we incorporate leisure around the Speedway Club? It just doesn't make sense to me to throw away this heritage that we've had for 53 years.
Mick, you've definitely done your homework. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. Really interesting chat there. Mick Brattley, the Peterborough Panthers promoter back in the noughties. We did ask Peterborough City Council to comment on the current situation with Peterborough Panthers. They say they're not currently aware of a protection order on the showground regarding the speedway track. In terms of the next stage of planning, an application's been submitted but not yet validated. Once validated, the usual process will be followed to inform the decision-making process. We also asked the combined authority to comment as well, and they say that they will do so in due time.